there's a new debate raging over the Northwest's only commercial nuclear power plant. It's not about safety or how to dispose of nuclear waste. This debate focuses on dollars and cents. We're talking about the Columbia Generating Station in Southeast Washington. A new report raises questions about whether the plant pencils out for the region, but the facility's owners are fighting back with their own numbers. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Both the nuclear plant owners and those who want the Columbia Generating Station shuttered accuse each other of comparing apples to oranges in their dueling reports. The heart of the debate? Would it be more expensive to continue running the nearly 30-year-old nuclear power plant or to shut it down in the next few years?
We could go out today, pick up the phone, call a market participant and get a better price than what we're seeing in the Energy Northwest 10-year plan.
That's Robert McCullough. He's a longtime energy and policy expert. His new report was commissioned by the Washington and Oregon branches of Physicians for Social Responsibility. It's an anti-nuclear group, but McCullough said he had total editorial control over his findings. He says his numbers show that closing the Columbia Generating Station would save $1.7 billion over 17 years. One reason? Cheap domestic natural gas has dramatically shifted the energy market.
I wrote in the Oregonian earlier this year that the U.S. had become the largest oil producer in the world. And several people wrote me and said, how did that happen? Well, the fact is that with changes in technology, we've been finding a lot of oil. And as we search for oil, we've been finding even more natural gas.
McCullough isn't proposing to shut down the nuclear plant right away. Instead, he says, next time it needs an expensive maintenance upgrade, it would be cheaper to buy that same power on the market. The Columbia Generating Station is owned by Energy Northwest, a consortium of utilities across Washington. It has its own report by an energy consulting firm from Cambridge, Massachusetts. That report says the region needs to have a physical plant, or consumers will pay too much when power rates or demand shift. Larry Makovich is the lead researcher on the study.
It is not realistic to think that you can continue to just pay for the fuel and operating costs of power plants, and that you can do that long run and never have to pay for the costs associated with building the power plant and putting it in place.
And Mike Paoli, a spokesman with Energy Northwest, adds, by replacing nuclear energy with a natural gas plant, the Northwest would be emitting more pollution into the atmosphere for the same amount of power.
When you start to talk about natural gas, you're now talking a carbon footprint that's 15 times greater than nuclear.
Physicians for Social Responsibility says Energy Northwest isn't counting the emissions created by obtaining and transporting its nuclear fuel. And with that added in, it doesn't make the Columbia Generating Station carbon-free. Despite this battle over the region's nuclear future, Bonneville Power Administration says the plant is a rock in its energy mix. The agency points out that the plant has fuel to last until about at least 2028, and its federal license was recently renewed for about another 30 years. I'm Anna King in Richland.